Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. Prabhupada's sister Pishima was a great favorite of his and also of his disciples, as they witnessed her devotion to Srila Prabhupada and his transcendental relationship with her. The devotees first heard of her when she sent Srila Prabhupada some papadams in the mail in 1967. When Prabhupada said these things had been sent by his sister, the devotees became curious and asked more about her. "Yes," said Srila Prabhupada, "she always attacks me." The devotees were shocked and asked, "What do you mean, Srila Prabhupada?" Prabhupada laughed heartily and said, "She attacks me with her tears. Sometimes when she sees me, she cries. That is a woman's weapon." When they asked more, Prabhupada told a little more about Pishima. He said that when he was a young boy, he used to beat her once a day. When she got married, he once went to her house and was beating her there. But their mother told him, "You don't have to beat her now because she has a husband. If she does something wrong, her husband can beat her." Prabhupada objected and said, "No, this is my relationship with my sister. I must be strict with her." One day in Vrindavana, Prabhupada entered the sewing room where his female disciples were working. His sister had been there distributing sweets to the girls, but she had momentarily gone off to the bathroom. "Where is the fat one?" asked Prabhupada. "The fat one?" asked one of his disciples. "My sister, where is she?" "Oh, she stepped out to the ladies' room, Srila Prabhupada." "When she comes back," said Srila Prabhupada, "tell her I want to see her." By intimate dealings like this, devotees enjoyed associating with Prabhupada and Pishima. One time in Mayapur, the lights went out and Prabhupada called over his sannyasi disciple, Panchadravida Swami. "Please take my sister downstairs," Prabhupada requested. On Prabhupada's order, Panchadravida led Pishima downstairs, appreciating the relationship of Prabhupada and his sister. Sometimes Prabhupada would mock his sister in his disciples' presence. She could not understand the language but enjoyed the attention from her wonderful brother. "Look at her," said Prabhupada. "How fat she is." When the devotees started laughing, Pishima looked up and started laughing also. "Do you know any person who is fat without eating?" Prabhupada asked. "No, Prabhupada," a disciple replied. "I don't think that is possible." "Yes," Prabhupada laughed, "but she tells me she is eating very little, yet she keeps on gaining weight. But I know she is eating." Sometimes devotees working on Prabhupada's personal staff were bewildered how to deal with her. One servant complained to Prabhupada that Pishima was sleeping in the servants' quarters and the men couldn't use the room. Although they had spoken to her, she would not listen. Prabhupada said that he would tell her that she cannot do that. Even after talking with Prabhupada, however, she was determined and continued to loiter around the servants' quarters just in order to be near to Prabhupada. When the devotees tried to explain to Pishima that her cooking was not good for Prabhupada's digestion, she replied that if he wanted to, Prabhupada could eat his nails and digest them. One night at a pandal attended by tens of thousands of people, Pishima joined in the ecstasy of worshipping Prabhupada. Indians were rushing to the stage to touch Prabhupada's feet. Pishima herself went up, touched Prabhupada's feet, and then returned to the audience and touched many persons. She began to go back and forth, touching Prabhupada's feet and then touching persons in the audience. Prabhupada stopped her angrily. "Tell her to sit down," Srila Prabhupada ordered. "Stop this." Pishima realized that she had made a blunder, and so she went home and returned the next day with a big feast for Prabhupada. Thank you. Hare Krishna.